All right, Coach, the regular season is just about done, and now we're going to postseason. You start off against Logan County on Monday night. Talk about that.
It's going to be tough, man, having to go over and play in Tyler County. It's going to be a tough place to play. Just got to make sure we're ready to play.
Of course, I know the guys, you know, they're fired up. You know, we're trying to three-peat as well, too. This final week of the season, what do you want to see for the guys as you get ready for Logan County on Monday?
You know, just focus on little things, playing together. Make sure that we are competing, and just want to stay healthy.
Coach Frick to Logan County, postseason is right around the corner. Starts on Monday. You get Franklin Simpson, so talk about playing them once again.
Yeah, you know, they got a really good basketball team and very well coached, and they create a lot of problems for us on both ends of the floor. So we're looking forward to having a week here to prepare and get ready for those guys, and it should be a good test, and we want to go out there and play our best, and we need some things to go our way, that's for sure.
How are you using this last week of regular season to get ready for Franklin on Monday night?
Right now we're just trying to rest. We played 7 games in 11 days, and 3 of those games went into overtime. So right now we're just trying to rest and get healed up a little bit. And we want to spend a lot of time in the film room. And this time of year you want to shorten practices as well. You know, no reason to go over an hour and try to save legs. So that's kind of what we're doing this week. We got another tough game on Thursday at Allen County. So that'll be a good tune-up for us, getting ready for district play.
All right. Coach Lando Hayden with Russellville, and Coach, just talking about getting ready to play Franklin Simpson on Monday night.
Well, you know, you just got to play who you got to play. I didn't like the system, how it goes with the RPIs. You know, like I said, it's not fair to a new coach coming in because, you know, I had to rearrange the schedule and everything. So, I don't agree with it, but what can you do?
Well, but the 2 games here with Franklin Simpson, though, they were pretty much, fourth quarter was the difference because, I mean, it was pretty much a battle for the first 3 quarters. Talking about getting your girls ready for Franklin on a Monday night.
Oh, you know, we play, like I said, everybody in our district, and I think we can beat everybody. You know, it's just up to us. It comes back to how we play. You know, you can't worry about what everybody else do. You just got to play your game. And, you know, and I think our girls are ready. I mean, we played good for the last, you know, month or so. So I think we're ready.
You can definitely improve, definitely from when I saw you in December to now, for sure. This last week of the season, I'm sure you're going to use that for preparation for Monday night. So how these last 2 games of the regular season prepare you for Monday night?
Well, we played Fort Campbell last night, you know, and that was, we just kind of went through the motion and everything. We got Edmondson County Friday, you know, and we just work on, a couple things we need to work on. Mainly with us is rebounding, you know, rebounding and just not turning the ball over. If we can, you know, maintain from doing that, I think we'll do pretty good.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Coach Ashley Taylor and Coach, talk about getting ready to play Russellville on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, we're looking forward to the district tournament. This is an exciting time of the year. Starts a new season. It's the win or go home game, and that's a different pressure than you feel the rest of the year. So we're going to spend this next week. We have 2 games, one tonight, one on Thursday, to prep and get ourselves ready, and then we'll be ready to go on Monday night.
The 2 games you had with Russellville, they were very, very competitive. Came down the fourth quarter before the girls were able to finally pull away from them. I'm expecting probably the same kind of gritty battle kind of matchup with you facing Russellville on that Monday night.
Yeah, we know. You know, they're hungry too. We've actually faced them my last 2 years. That's who we faced in the championship game. So I told our girls, they're not just going to come in there and just lay down because they're the 4 seed. They're mad about being the 4 seed after the tiebreaker and how all that worked out. So they're going to come in there with some grit and some fight about you. So we know that we have business to take care of, so we got to take care of ours.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thanks.